Chapter 6. A Demanding Orthopedics Patient. A 45-year-old female patient had undergone a right hip replacement. I checked her chart and noticed her surgery had taken place a week ago. She should have been up and around by this time. When I offered to assist her with getting up, she stated she would like to get up after supper. Prior to her supper, she was eating food brought in by her relatives. She appeared overweight to me. It didn't take long to find out why. After supper, she pressed the call light. "Yes, Mrs. Ragey, can I help you?" I asked. "Can I have something for my nausea?" She had also eaten the food on her supper tray. No wonder she felt nauseated. "Gerald, I want to wash up," she said 10 minutes later. I brought her a towel and a washcloth. "No, not one. I want 2 bath towels." "Could you get me a jug of water?" she asked. "Sure, no problem," I replied. While I did her evening care, she kept making requests. "Could you get me another straw? Could you get me another blanket?" etc. Finally, I thought I could attend to my other patients. She waited until I was halfway down the hall and her call light went on again. "Could you give me a sip of water?" she asked. So I placed her bedside table right in front of her. No, that wasn't what she wanted. She wanted me to personally give her a sip of water. As soon as I left her room, her call light was on again. "I'd like to get up and go to the bathroom," she said. "Okay," I replied. After that, she wanted to get back into bed again. It is a special routine to get a patient who has had a hip replacement out of a wheelchair, supporting the leg with the new hip to make sure it won't become dislocated, especially in the beginning. She waited until I had left the room again and called, "Can I have something for the pain?" 5 minutes later, "Can I have some juice?" "Sure, no problem," I replied. Numerous requests, too many to recall. The next call, "Could I get up in the wheelchair?" This went on day in, day out. One evening, she asked for a towel again. I thought I'd better bring in 2 towels, since that is what she had requested the other night. "I brought you 2 towels," I said. She looked disappointed. On this particular evening, she wanted to remain in her wheelchair. Every time I asked if she wanted to go back to bed, she refused. Finally, night staff came on at 11 p.m. "Look, Gerald," they said, "get this patient back to bed because we have no time to do it. There are only 2 nurses during the night shift looking after 25 patients." "Mrs. Ragey, I have to get you back to bed," I informed her. "Look," she said very emphatically, "I don't want to go to bed. I want to stay up. Is that clear?" I tried to reason with her, but could not get anywhere. "I don't want to force you, but the night staff have no time during the night," I said. "I don't want to go to bed. I want to stay up as long as I like," she responded. "Do you remember what I said?" I asked. "I don't care what you said. I want to stay up as long as I like," she replied. I was reminded again by the night staff to get her back to bed. "I am not allowed to keep you up any longer," I told her. "Besides, it would wake up the other patients if I make any noise later on," I said. "And it is already past my quitting time." "I don't care about the other patients. I want to stay up, don't you understand?" she replied. "Let's get you back to bed and you'll feel better. You have been up quite a while," I said. I proceeded to put her into bed despite loud protest from the patient. I had no alternative. I had to get her back to bed. The next day, the head nurse called me into her office. Mrs. Ragey reported that you forced her to get back to bed. I said to the head nurse, I had no choice. I asked her several times, politely, to go to bed because night shift asked me several times to get her back to bed. If you only knew what I had to endure all week, I continued. She has been constantly attention-seeking. She had her call light on every 5 minutes, even more often at times. I am so totally drained from her numerous requests. I have never raised my voice and have done everything to please her. I heard later on that everybody was fed up with that patient's demanding attitude. Her relatives also stayed away because of her behavior. I did not confront her about reporting me, but kept it to myself. Eventually, she was discharged. About a year later, I saw her in the elevator. I looked at her without saying a word. She looked at me and bowed her head and looked deeply ashamed. I forgave her instantly and was happy she showed remorse. She had learned something about how she had come across.